Habakkuk, chapter 2. I will stand on my watch, and set myself on the tower, and will look forth to see what he will speak with me, and what I will answer concerning my complaint. And Yahweh answered me, and said, Write the vision, and make it plain on tablets, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time, and it hurries toward the end, and will not lie, though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not delay. Look, his soul is presumptuous, it is not upright in him, but the righteous will live by his faith. And how much more arrogant is a betrayer, a haughty able-bodied man, that does not keep at home, who enlarges his soul as Sheol, and he is as death, and can't be satisfied, but gathers to himself all nations, and heaps to himself all peoples. Will not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, Woe to him who increases that which is not his. How long? And that loads himself with pledges. Will they not rise up suddenly that will bite you, and awake that will vex you, and you will be for booty to them? Because you have plundered many nations, all the remnant of the peoples will plunder you, because of man's blood, and for the violence done to the land, to the city and to all who dwell in it. Woe to him who gets an evil gain for his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the hand of evil. You have devised shame to your house, by cutting off many peoples, and have sinned against your soul. For the stone will cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber will answer it. Woe to him who builds a town with blood, and establishes a city by iniquity. Look, is it not of Yahweh of hosts that the peoples labor for the fire, and the nations weary themselves for vanity? For the earth will be filled with knowledge of the glory of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives his fellow man drink, mixing your strong wine, and make him drunk also, that you may look at their nakedness. You are filled with shame, and not glory, you also drink, and show your foreskin, the cup of Yahweh's right hand will come round to you, and foul shame will be on your glory. For the violence done to Lebanon will cover you, and the destruction of the beasts, which will frighten you, because of man's blood, and for the violence done to the land, to the city and to all who dwell in it. What does it profit the graven image, that its maker has graven it, the molten image, even the teacher of lies, that he who fashions its form trusts in it, to make mute idols? Woe to him who says to the wood, Awake, arise, and to the mute stone, it will teach, Look, it is overlaid with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. But Yahweh is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him.